Vivis. Hi, everyone. My name is Martha Hassel, and you're listening to my podcast, Dichos. Hi, everyone. Hola a todos. Muchísimas gracias por estar aquí. My name is Martha Hassel, and you're listening to another episode of Dichos podcast. Thank you, everyone, for just, you know, following along. Yo sé que I'm publishing this a little later than usual. Lo que pasa es que, pues, este fin de semana se atravesó un holiday y, pues, como que normalmente tengo más tiempecito, pero este fin de semana me la pasé fuera de la ciudad y tuve que, pues, mi tiempo se me fue en eso, en estar fuera compartiendo con amigos y, obviamente, con mi novio, que nos fuimos a Austin y luego nos fuimos a New Braunfels a una boda de una gran amiga. Because, you know, we're celebrating her big special day. Shout out to Suzette, Santiago, and Patrick Curell, who celebrated their beautiful marriage this weekend. That being said, like I said, I apologize for it being so late in the week, pero I am doing it because I want to continue this Dichos podcast. Because I know that so many people are listening and I'm gaining new followers. Así que muchísimas gracias if you're spreading the word or just word of mouth. Porque cada día que checo, hay más gente escuchándome. You know, as the days go by, especially during the week at the beginning, you know, I see because it tells me how many listeners I got. And at the end of the week, you know, I get gotten so much more than, you know, I anticipated. So, así que muchísimas gracias a todos los que han compartido, todos los que han siguiendo, me han seguido desde el principio, desde el episode one. And for those who are new, welcome. I hope that you enjoy this podcast and the stories that I'm about to share with you, or the story I'm about to share with you. Porque esta historia como que me lleva a my childhood. Y cuando crecí en México, en la Ciudad de México. No sé por qué últimamente estoy como en ese espacio emocionalmente de así como de nostalgia. You know, I just gotten really nostalgic lately, and I think it's porque, you know, I ran across some photos como de mi abuelita, mi abuelito, you know, some loved ones that are no longer with us here on earth. Y eso como que me causó así muchas emociones, you know, mucho sentimiento, así, y me hizo recordar en unas historias que me contaron a mí, porque de, que me pasó a mí de niñez. I don't have a very good memory of my childhood, especialmente creciendo en México, nomás como que I remember bits and pieces, you know. I think I just have a really bad memory, or maybe it's just everyone. I don't know if anyone remembers the childhood clarity, pero si eres tú una de esas personas, kudos to you. I think it's really hard for me to remember a lot of my childhood moments with clarity, but I do remember bits and pieces, como que si fueran así como, you know, like sitcom episodes, right? You know what I mean? It's just weird. Pero pues hay cosas como en particulares que sí me acuerdo, así como cuando mi papá me llevaba a la playa a Veracruz, cuando fuimos y nos estábamos en rancho, cuando, you know, I don't know, just when I met, you know, my childhood best friends in Mexico, which is funny because I had to, you know, I don't know what it is with twins and me and just my life or my destiny, right? I think I've had the opportunity to meet so many twins in life. And they've always kind of been around me. En México tenía unas mejores amigas y eran gemelas, eran cuatas. Y aquí también en San Antonio tenía mejores amigas que eran gemelas, eran cuatas. Y hoy en día tengo una de mis mejores amigas. Is, you know, she's a twin. They're not identical twins, but, you know, they're twins, her and her brother. So isn't it weird, you know, how I just kind of had that, you know, the twin theme going around, you know, around in my life, pero following me around. I wonder, you know, I kind of goes with the detail that I'm going to share today, because it talks about how there's certain things that are destined to be, como que hay cosas en particular que están marcadas en tu destino que son inevitables. There's some things that are just inevitable and that are gonna happen no matter what decision you make. They're just meant to be in your life. And so I don't know if you agree with this. Let me know if you agree with it or not. Pero pues como que te hace pensar de todos modos, ¿verdad? Porque, is it the decisions you make, or is it because you're destined to be there, or maybe both? It's just something for you to think about. The story that I'm going to share with you is algo que me pasó de niña when I was younger. I was really little, because my grandpa still lived, and he died. Creo que falleció cuando tenía como unos 6 años. Sí, como yo estaba pequeña, era una niña, y creo que tenía como unos 6 años cuando él falleció. Así que, pues imagínate, yo estaba bien chiquita cuando vivía él, y pues vivíamos yo vivía allá en México con mi mamá, con mi abuelita, con mi abuelito y con mi nani. Y pues son cosas así que, como le digo, cositas que me acuerdo que me sucedieron en México y cositas que no me acuerdo, pero que me han contado. Y esta historia que les voy a compartir es una de las historias que me compartió mi mamá conmigo. Y mi abuelita también me dijo esta historia muchísimas veces y se me quedó así como grabada en mi memoria, ¿verdad? Así que I'm telling the story the way it has been told to me. And so, coming up, let me just share with you, obviously, the dicho of the week. So, stay tuned. Okay, the dicho of the week is, el que nace pata mal, del cielo le caen las hojas. Let me repeat that. El que nace pata mal, del cielo le caen las hojas. So that translates to he or she who is born for a tamal. It sounds so weird when I translate this. He or she who is born to be a tamal will have the leaves falling from heaven for them. So let me see if I can say that again. He or she who is born to be a tamal will have the leaves fall from heaven for them. It's so much harder in English, and I don't, there's no equivalent, there's no English equivalent, proverb for that, because I looked it up and I was like, ¿qué quiere decir? I was like, ¿cómo se dice en inglés? Sometimes it just doesn't translate well. Sometimes there's just nothing else to be said except the story, right? Así que les voy a compartir esta historia de que el que nace pata mal del cielo le caen las hojas. What it really, I gave you the translation right now. So what the significance is that there's some things that are destined to be in your life, and life is going to hand you the opportunities or the tools necessary for you to reach your destiny, if that makes sense. Como que la vida te da las herramientas y las oportunidades para lograr ese destino o para que llegues a tu destino marcado. Así que en mi caso, lo que pasó, creo que es algo que ya tenía en el destino. Like I said, maybe twins are meant to be, are destined to be in my life. Coincidence? I don't know. But the fact that I've had twins around me the entire, what, 30 something years of my life is pretty crazy. That is not the story though. La historia va así que I'm going to take you way back to Mexico City. So imagine, yo de niña, como unos de unos 6 años, no, I maybe, may, let's just say I was 5 years old, because I know my mom says I was really young. Young enough for me to have to hold on to my grandpa's hand or be accompanied by an adult, because I would get into everything. So, if that makes sense. Así que en Mexico City, if you ever gone to Mexico City, y por los que no han ido y los que sí han ido, saben que hay como mercados allá, hay tianguis, right? There's what is it, like a market. They have like night markets, day markets. And so, day markets, it's very common over there for you to go and get the food of the day or the food of the week. como que tienen todo eso, todo fresco. If you want, your fruits or veggies, you just go to the market and go get them. Entonces, hay un mercado allá que es muy popular, and really has a reputation for being one of the most dangerous mercados, because it's in a really bad part of town in Mexico City, que se llama Tepito. And so Tepito has a really bad reputation, pero pues I don't know how it was back then. I know growing up and now Tepito still has a bad reputation. Pero pues me imagino que también en esos días. Así que imagine I was, 5 years old. Yo iba al mercado con mi abuelito y con mi mamá y con mi abuelita. Fueron a comprar pues, las cosas del día, ¿verdad? La comida del día, y creo que también tenían que comprar, no sé, a veces compraban como ropa ahí, cosas así, ¿verdad? Manteles o, no sé, cosas, ¿verdad? Que se compran en el tianguis, en el mercado, porque venden así como, just random things, you need a radio, you need a TV, or, it's just like a flea market, but also a market where you get food. And it's all in, open air, so it's al natural, ¿verdad? Al aire natural. Así que it's really packed. It's so many people just, walking back and forth, yelling. Si han ido a México, pues, they yell at you to come try their food, try their, products, they have to get your attention. Y pues tienen como esa tendencia de pues gritar, ¿verdad? Así como, pásale, pásale, I don't know if I can even, recreate that accent, porque pues así hablan, yo nomás sé que hablan así como, pásale, pásale, qué quiere señorita, qué quiere señorita, I don't know, they just say crazy things, and they talk really fast. But anyways, I was like 5 years old, and I was holding on to my grandma's hand. My grandma and my mother's hand. Yo andaba ahí en el mercado con mi mamá y con mi abuelita. Y mi mamá me cuenta de que en ese tiempo hacían como pasarelas de ropa, ¿verdad? Como las modelos que hacían como little runway shows, where they would just kind of model clothing that they had selling there. Y que en ese día en particular, cuando fui con ellos, que había una pasarela, y que mi abuelito se paró a ver pues las chavas, my grandpa, que se paró a ver las chavas según las modelos, ¿verdad? And so my mom and my grandma se aprovecharon y les dijeron, te llevamos a dejar a la niña ya que estás aquí parado mientras nosotros vamos a hacer las compras. And so he's like, yeah, that's fine, and so then, I held on to my grandpa's hand. And lo que me dice mi mamá es que mi abuelito estaba tan atento y poniéndole tan mu muchísima atención a las modelos de la pasarela, que no se dio cuenta de que yo le solté la mano. I let go of his hand, and so I started walking off. Así que imagínate yo, una niña chiquita, y pues perdida en Tepito, en medio de, no sé, tanta gente, que cualquier cosa me puede pasar, Y I cannot even imagine this now, porque it's like you getting, as a child getting lost in, let me see, what's a busy, like an amusement park or something, there's so many people there. Or it's like, you know what it's like? It's like you getting lost as a child, as a 5-year-old, in Fiesta, La Villita, Market Square. Imagine that during Fiesta, La Villita, Market Square. You know how it's like super packed? Así son los mercados allá, There's just people everywhere. So imagine a little kid getting lost. Vas a decir, pues nunca lo vamos a encontrar. Nunca vamos a encontrar a la niña, Well, my grandma didn't notice that I had let go of his hand. So my grandma and my mom come back y le preguntan a mi abuelito, ¿y la niña? And he looks down, he's like, pues aquí está. And he's like, oh, pues aquí estaba. And they're all like, oh my God, no puedo creer que dejaste ir a la niña, ¿qué pasó? ¿Dónde está la niña? And they started screaming out for my name, Marta, Martita, Marta, Marta, you know. And so mi mamá decía que se puso como loca gritando, you know, y preguntándole a la gente, mi abuelita también y mi abuelito pues también, y you no, know, se comenzaron a preguntar, pues no han visto una niña así como de chiquita de pelo negro, ¿verdad? Una niña de pelo negro, you know, chinos, y le preguntaban a todo el mundo, you know, they would go around asking everyone, have you seen this little girl? Y que la gente, que uno, creo que uno o dos personas sí le dijeron, ah, sí, vimos la niña, una niña caminar para allá, le dio para allá. And so, they gave him like a hint, you know, telling them like, I went in a certain direction. And so they followed that direction and they would continue to ask, you know, ¿no han visto una niña de, you know, chiquita con pelo negro? And que una persona sí le dijo, sí, fíjate que sí vi una niña allá, más para allá, adelante. And so they went, they kept on walking and walking, and por fin me encontraron. Guess what I was doing? Me encontraron en un puesto, like a random puesto. A puesto es like a booth, you know, a random booth, comiendo. Yo, o sea, yo comiendo. I mean, hello. If that's not me, that sounds about accurate, you know, right? I was telling my mom, no, pues sí lo creo, ¿verdad? Pues hasta hoy en día me gusta comer. Imagínate, chiquita, you know, I already had a love for food. Pues me encontraron en un puesto comiendo con una señora y que le dicen a la señora, discúlpeme, disculpa, esta es mi hija. And she goes, ah, sí, pues ella vino aquí sola y pues tenía hambre y le dio un taco. And then my mom was just like, ¿qué? And so, you know, obviously, lo que dice mi mamá es que yo allí tranquila, como si yo ni en cuenta de que estaba perdida. Like, I walked off from my grandpa, and I kept on walking and walking and walking, and just went to this random booth, and this lady, I guess, saw me hungry and fed me a taco. I mean, that is crazy. But I cannot believe that they even found me, you know. Porque imagínate perdida ahí entre toda esa gente. So they you know, the lady told her thank you. And she told the lady thank you, you know, so much for, you know, feeding me. And of course, you know, they took me home and everything. Pero the thing is that a veces me quedo pensando, you know, we laugh about it now con mi familia y todo. Mi mamá siempre me dice lo mismo, que siempre le gusta contarle a la gente de que yo ya mero fui de Tepito, you know, I could have been like one of those Tepito ladies, you know, Tepito, like, pásale, pásale, you know, just vendiendo y todo eso. And she goes, pero no fue así, el destino no lo quiso así, su destino fue marcado y tenía que estar aquí. And so I think about it now, imagine had they not found me, because back in those days, you know, it's not like you had a cell phone, you know, you literally have to go, like, find a police, you know, officer, or drive to the police station, or no sé qué, you know. Well, yeah, I think those were your only two options, right? Either go find a police officer or drive to the police station, make a phone call, you know, I don't know, like on a rotary phone. Hablar de la policía, you know. But I can imagine the difficulty it was to just find a person back in those days. Porque estoy hablando así como, you know, when technology was just barely on the brink of, you know, existence. You know, in the 80s, I think we had just barely gotten, like, you know, a glimpse of what a computer can do. Things like that, you know. And I was just like, ay, Dios mío, imagínate si me hubiera quedado allá. ¿Dónde estuviera? ¿Qué fuera de mi vida? You know, like, what would my life have been like? Had I been, you know, had I stayed there, you know, would I have gone to school? Would I have, like, had a completely different life? Porque si no me hubieran encontrado, pues yo me imagino que me hubiera ido con esa señora. No creo que esa señora, la verdad, no creo que me hubiera llevado a la estación de policía, porque pues como que no se practica eso, ¿verdad? Pues en esos momentos, pues te encuentras una niña, pues se te hace normal, la cuidas y todo eso, you know. They're like gente humilde, simple, simple-minded people, and so they don't think about, reporting a lost child or anything like that. I think I probably would have ended going home with that family, and I probably would have ended up being part of that family. I think my destiny and my life would have been completely different. Yo creo que pues el destino me tenía marcado de que yo tenía que estar aquí, I ended up getting an education here in San Antonio. I ended up just creating a life for myself here. And I've come a really long way in comparison to the life I could have had. I just think that, el destino ya estaba marcado para mí and I needed to be here. And so I know this is a really short story, but I think, like I said, a veces como que me pongo a pensar, how greatly the decisions we make affects our lives, and how much part of that is destiny. Do you believe in that? Do you believe in destiny? Do you believe in certain things are meant to be in your life? Let me know, porque a veces como que me conflicto con eso. I think a lot of it has to do with the decisions we make, yes, but I also do think, like, a part of me wants to believe that there are things that are meant for us, Maybe I was meant to be here, Maybe I was meant to go to school, and maybe I was meant to make this, create this podcast. Or how much part of it, was that me, and how much part was that my destiny? Excuse me, I have to drink a little bit of water because then I start, comienzo a toser. Y con las alergias aquí en Texas, híjole. So, excuse me. But like I was saying, a veces como que nos ponemos a pensar que el destino sí tiene algunas cosas marcadas, and I think a lot of people say that, especially when tragedy hits. Excuse me. Oy, excuse me. When tragedy hits, I think a lot of people seem to kind of go towards that route, diciendo que, that is our destiny, right? I remember my dad used to say que todos tenemos una velita, and this was my dad's way of explaining death to me. Because when I was little, I just didn't understand it. I lost a lot of people at a really young age. And even though I knew what death was, I just didn't fully grasp or understand it. Y entonces mi papá me explicó que todos tenemos una velita de diferentes tamaños. Y cuando se apaga la llama, es cuando nos toca ya morir. And so the way I saw it was, we all do have different candles, like my dad said, and different sized candles. And me decía, unos tienen la velita así chiquitos, otros tienen la velita más largos, más grandes, And I kind of envisioned that, and I was like, it made me accept death a lot easier. Y me hizo entender que la muerte es parte de la vida, porque es nuestro destino morir. We are all destined to, die. And so that's why I think, and there is some truth to this dicho. Son cosas que hay, a veces hay cosas que son inevitables, que nos va a suceder en la vida, that we have no control over, and it's just meant to be. And so, this story, even though me causa mucha risa hoy, creo que there's a deeper meaning to that. There's a deeper significance for that. At least the way I view it, maybe it's just me adding more significance to it, but creo que yo, mi destino fue estar aquí. And I think my mom was meant to find me that day, and I was meant to be here doing what I am doing now. Así que, that being said, I hope you enjoy this podcast. Let me know if you agree with this. Yo sé que es muy difícil a veces, como te digo, analizar las cosas y pues especialmente cuando nos conectamos como con esos sentimientos, le ponemos esos sentimientos personales y esas emociones personales que tenemos uno mismo a las cosas que pasan en nos que suceden en nuestras vidas. Así que because we add that, emotion and we attach that emotion, I think sometimes we want to make it more than what it really is. Pero pues, I don't know. I think in my case, it's just the way I feel that I'm not making it more than what it is. I think I am just feeling that way. Or is that it? Or am I making it more than what it is? I don't know. I don't know. But I just know that the story went well with this dicho, and I wanted to share with y'all this funny, crazy story of what my life could have been like had I not been found. Si me hubiera perdido en Tepito, estuviera bien vendiendo no sé qué, diciéndote, pásale, pásale. So, I don't know. I hope you enjoyed this story. Let's, think about our own destinies and see if there's more to life than that. Let me know if you agree or disagree. And stay tuned for another episode of Dichos next week. I will talk to y'all then. Bye, guys. Don't forget that you can follow me on social media, Facebook and Instagram at Dichos Podcast. You cannot miss me, guys. El logo tiene un huevo amarillo. At least that's what it looks like. Así que go ahead and share with your friends, like my post, slide into my DMs porque me encanta oír las historias de ustedes. And if you have anything to share with me, let me know. Leave some feedback and comments. If you have a dicho in particular that you would like for me to, contar una historia, let me know that as well. Así que go share. Dichos Podcast, Facebook, and Instagram.